This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Welcome back to this week's Glow Show, and once again, I'm joined by Gabby Tayac. How are you?
I'm good. It just feels like yesterday we did a podcast.
I know.
It probably was.
It probably was yesterday, the magic of podcast world.
Exactly. Who have we got here today with us?
And we have two lovely ladies from Applicant Attraction in the Victorian Police. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Now, you are?
I'm Estelle, and I'm in the marketing team.
Okay, yeah.
And my name is Maeve, and I am the LGBTI rep for the marketing team, in the applicant attraction team.
How cool we have an LGBTI rep in our marketing team.
That is fantastic. No, that is really good. And look, on the way in, I actually noticed a lot of recruitment signs for the Victorian Police. So you actually are having a big active drive at the moment. So
yeah.
Victorian states needing to boost numbers and as a part of this big campaign.
Yeah, and we've got to focus on a number of communities that we're wanting to join because we want to represent the community that we police. And that's why part of the focus is on the LGBTI community, which is why we have both our guests in today.
As Gabby said, as part of the recruitment campaign, we're recruiting 3,000 police officers between now and 2021. And part of that is we want to have diversity within the police force. And we want Victoria Police to represent the diversity we have in the Victorian community. And we have a couple of other areas that we recruit for. So we have women in policing, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds. And so we've just added in a program for LGBTI. So today we launched the LGBTI diversity page on the police career website, which we're very excited about.
And I opened it up. I didn't know it was launched today, and I saw the email and I opened it up and it looks fantastic. Haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm sure it's great.
Thanks.
Now, obviously, your department has many different representations. So you've got the Indigenous representation. Just quickly, what's some other ones that you have in there specifically?
So women in policing, we're trying to increase the number of women in police, and also the people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds.
Excellent. Now, why would we break these up? What is the reason that we have separate people looking after separate areas of communities?
So it's just basically because Victoria Police attracts a lot of very similar people, so a lot of men from Anglo backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And traditionally we haven't been attracting applicants from more diverse backgrounds, and so Victoria Police has traditionally been a workplace that hasn't represented the diversity that we find within the community, and we're just really keen to boost those numbers because we can police the community better when we represent the community.
We talk on this program and the podcast quite a lot about some of the barriers why people from the LGBTI communities don't speak to police and are afraid of reporting crime to us. And it would be similar for other cultures and even different religions. If you're part of a different culture that's newly arrived in Australia or in Victoria, and you see that most of the police are Caucasian men, often that is a barrier to thinking that we're a safe group to report to and speak to. So if you start seeing police that basically are the same background, naturally you just feel safer and drawn to those people, that they're easier to communicate with. Mm-hmm. And you feel you can identify with them. So I think that's pretty much why we want Victoria Police to represent the community that we do police.
So it's an excellent initiative to draw people in from different areas to make them feel safe to apply.
People may not think that Victoria Police is for them because they come from another country, or they have a different religious beliefs, or because they're a woman, or they're trans, or many different reasons. But we want to make sure that everyone feels that Victoria Police could be a career for them.
Have you guys ever found that to be a genuine issue? Has this been identified in surveys where, say, people from African countries or Eastern Bloc countries don't feel that they can apply for the Victorian Police Force because they come from that region? And I'm just giving out general examples. Maybe Indigenous people don't feel. So this is a genuine concern that's out there in the community that's stopping people applying?
I'm not aware of any specific surveys in terms of people saying that they don't feel like Victoria Police is welcoming, but we do have statistics about who are police members, and so we do see a deficit when you compare like the proportions of people from certain backgrounds in Victoria Police with the general community. We do see a deficit, so we see that people from African backgrounds or from Southeast Asian backgrounds, there's more in the community than we see in Victoria Police.
Now, I've noticed, obviously, as I mentioned before, we have a big recruitment drive on at the moment. Beautiful signs plastered all across the railway stations. And
yeah.
I'd love to apply myself, but but you've launched a website, which you've mentioned. Are you able to explain a little bit about what's in the website and what's involved in the launch?
Yeah, so the website basically outlines the supports that you have within Victoria Police when you're applying and through the recruitment process and in the academy and on the job.
Yep.
So just for starters, Victoria Police is a bronze employer from the Australian Workplace Equality Index. So that indicates that we're actively engaged in LGBTI workplace inclusion. At the Academy, there's a LGBTI student network, which is a confidential network. So anyone who's at the Academy wants to join, they can access support. They get guest speakers in. It's a really good resource for people that who maybe don't want to be out or just want to make connections with other recruits who are LGBTI.
And then we've also just released our new email address for future applicants. So that opens up any questions or anything like that before you want to apply or during the application process.
And that's obviously confidential.
Yeah, it is. Yep. So any questions that people have, we encourage people to call us, but they can give us a call or email. Any question, it won't go on the application form. It won't hinder anything. It can be a question about the academy. It can be a question just in regards to the networks that they can join, anything like that. The emails will come to people like us. If they want to get in contact with a member of police, we can do that for them. So there's plenty of opportunities out there for questions.
The email address is lgbti-recruitment-mgr@police.vic.gov.au.
And we will reiterate that at the end of the show. Now, if I have a moment of madness and I'd like to become a Victorian police officer, this is about as close as I like to get, to be honest. how do I apply? What's the process? And walk me through it.
Okay, so firstly, there's altogether about 10 different stages of the application process.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, you do apply online. It takes about 45 minutes to complete that application. And it's really just to give a feel about who you are and why you want to join the Victoria Police. From there, you move on to some eligibility checks, and then we'll ask you to join the entrance exam. So a lot of people we encourage to prepare for this exam. It's not just something that you can sort of rock up to and wing. So we have a practice exam on our website, which is a fantastic resource.
Okay, so is this a literacy exam or is this a physical one?
This one's a literacy, numerical, sort of things like that. So you'll come and sit that exam depending on what area you live in. So yeah, we have a free exam booklet on our website that we strongly encourage all future applicants to definitely download and start practicing. We have a $55 one as well, which is sort of the next level in regards to the questions. They're a little bit harder and they are more in correlation to the exam itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you can identify what areas you're struggling with, if it might be the numerical reasoning. So then you can go and contact a local police member and get their feel about the exam and understand more of the questions. So that's a definite area that we really encourage people to pre-prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on from there, if you were successful to pass, you'll then go and we'll get some background checks from you. You'll also be asked to complete a video interview. That'll be done in your home. It'll be done from either a computer or a laptop or even any sort of smartphone. You've got 7 days to sit that once you get that email. Some people do find that confronting, having to talk into a camera. So we definitely encourage people to practice sort of talking into a camera.
We've done that before, haven't we?
But Estelle, is that so that the people assessing them see how they are able to communicate and even how their use of English as a language is?
Yeah, certainly. And to be able to think on your feet as well, because you won't know the questions that are asked until they are asked, and you'll only have a couple of minutes to answer.
Okay.
It'll be a timed interview. So just to be able to think on your feet and be able to answer the questions and think about your own experiences and be able to draw upon from them.
Okay.
And then after that, we have our fitness test.
Oh, God.
And do you need to pass each stage to move on to the next one?
You certainly do.
Yep.
So the fitness test is a big one. There's a few different components, but we've actually recently launched our Police Fit app.
Oh.
So this is to get people to prepare to pass. You can download our fitness app from your Google Play or your App Store. So it's just new, so we encourage everyone to download it.
I saw Will writing it down. I think he's going to go and do
it. I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah. No, it's great. There's an 8-week program, 4-week program, and also some nutritional information on there as well. So it's not just for specific for the exam. It's sort of a lifestyle choice as well. So it's a great app.
I'm going to get it as well.
I think I might just get it for the lot. Mind you, if there was a police coffee drinking app, I reckon I'd pass that one. Flying colours.
So from there, you'll get some psych testing. So you have to sit a psych exam and then possibly come in for an interview. Again, it's not as scary as what it sounds. It's just, again, to get a feel of who you are and what your triggers are, how you like to sort of talk to people and things like that. So we encourage people to be really open and honest in those sorts of interviews.
And something I just like to add, a lot of people, when they apply for jobs and they have dreams and ambitions for these jobs, and they do go to psych tests or they do go to fitness tests or they do go to whatever and they fail, they shouldn't really see it as a bad thing, because it's designed to find whether you fit into the system.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's
and like I applied for ASIO, for example, and my mind just doesn't work like that, you know. And
yeah,
we're all different and we all have different attributes and different strengths, so you know, people need to remember that. So if you go for a job and you get to that stage and you don't pass, there's probably a really good reason. We have a lot of friends who apply for air traffic controllers, for example. Yeah. Dream job. But unless you have the coordination and that mindset, you don't want to be doing the job if you don't have it. And we're all born with our natural ability. So to strengthen what you're saying, be honest, attend it. And if it doesn't fit, then so it be.
And if you don't pass the psych assessment, you will get a chance to reapply. Usually they'll exclude you from reapplying for 12 months and then you can reapply. So just because you don't pass the psych assessment the first time around doesn't mean you always won't. So sometimes people are maybe not mature enough or
so do you get feedback?
You don't really feedback, just because we get so many applicants. It's really hard to give individual feedback, but they can give you some general.
So first you failed your deed, try again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because it's essentially our duty of care to ensure for the public that we've got the right people in place, and for that person that they are equipped and can manage that sort of position.
Exactly.
And not everyone's suitable.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be a very highly stressed job and not everyone is capable of handling those kind of situations. So a lot of these testings are to try and ascertain whether you are suitable or not.
Yeah, definitely.
Very important to remember that, and something I like to highlight as well. So, So after the psych test, we go on to?
Stage 8, which is the health check.
Yes.
You'll receive a medical booklet and you'll have to fill this out. You might have to go to your GP, some specialists if required. And then from there, you'll submit that. And then we'll do the comprehensive checks, which is stage 9.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when we will check your social medias, as we believe that that is a representation of who you are as a person. And obviously the Victoria Police want people with high integrity, good community sense, and just an all-round, you know, decent person. So make sure, if you are thinking about applying, make sure that your social medias really reflect that you are a decent sort of person in the community, and you know, you're not liking any
undesirable organisations.
Yeah, certainly.
I think I'd end up in the police air wing if you check my social media.
So I mean, if you're a person who goes out and likes partying and having people put photos of you unconscious from drinking yourself,
you're not putting yourself in a good position.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, and obviously people can do those things, but in moderation, and it's not really something to show the world your bad behaviour.
Exactly. So social media checks, on to then.
Then it's the final stage, which is the panel interview.
Excellent.
So this is, you should feel really great that you've gotten to this stage. Yeah. You'll meet with a person in the police force, most likely a member, and also a VPS, which is a Victorian public servant. This is essentially a interview, so prepare like any other job interview.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they'll discuss certain things, and they're really looking for, can you work with us? Can you be a part of our team? Because the Victoria Police, whether you are a police member, a protective service officer, police custody officer, or a Victorian public servant, it's essentially a family, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for those people who can become a part of our family and who will protect the community. And so it's a sort of a win-win in both ways.
And Estelle, so for those three different roles that you spoke of. Do you go through the same process for all those jobs?
The process that I did speak about was the police process. Mm-hmm. The PSO, which is the Protective Service Officer role, it's a very, very similar process.
It's the same process except that the exam, there's a lower pass score. So if you don't meet the pass requirements for police, you might get offered a PSO role, or you can just apply direct for the PSO role. And the fitness test is a little bit different. You don't need to do the swim component to the fitness test.
That's because you're working on train stations.
There's not much swimming usually in trains.
No. Hopefully not.
No.
It'd be in a big problem if that was the case.
But otherwise, the PSO process is largely the same, but they are looking for slightly different qualities because the PSO role is slightly different.
Now, in saying that, if you're tied in with the PSOs, what about the federal police? Are you linked in with them as well? Is that totally separate?
Totally separate.
Right.
And the custody officers, how is that different?
So the police custody officer role is a bit of a shorter process. So they do the exam and the fitness test all on the one day.
But the police custody officer role is not an ongoing sort of position. You can't apply and go through the application process unless there's a job available. So essentially, it's like the Victorian public servant role. You can definitely submit to get some job alerts, but not until they're needed in your area will they have an opening for that role.
So it's kind of like applying for a job.
Yeah.
Rather than a position that you're waiting to join.
Yes. Yeah.
So that panel interview that you go for, you go to that by yourself or you do that with a group of applicants?
No, you'll go to that by yourself.
Excellent.
So it's essentially, a one-on-one interview. And then when you are successful, mm-hmm. you'll then go into a pool of candidates and you'll be called up to join the academy and do your 31 weeks training at the academy.
Oh, good fun.
And we recently did a podcast interview with a couple of recruits, one who had just graduated recently and one who was still at the academy going through the recruit process. So, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, make sure you listen to our recruit podcast because it talks about life at the academy, what you experience there, what to expect, and the LGBTI student network that's there to support LGBTI recruits.
So the police app, where do we get that again? The fitness app?
Yeah, so you can download that via Google Play or mm-hmm. the App Store. If you search Police Fit, you'll be able to download that. It'll have all nutritional information, a 4-week program or an 8-week program, depending on your fitness level. So it's a fantastic app and I highly recommend to download
it. I'm definitely going to give that one a go.
Yeah.
Now, the Vic Police Careers webpage, how do we get to that one?
The general website is policecareer.vic.gov.au, and if you want to see the new LGBTI section, it's policecareer.vic.gov.au/police/diversity/LGBTI.
Do you have a contact number that we can get you on?
Yes, we do. So the contact number is 03-9247-3212, and you can call us and ask any questions you have about the recruitment process.
Tremendous. And on that note, the email address again, if we've got any questions.
Yep. Specific to LGBTI inclusion, you can contact LGBTI-recruitment-mgr@police.vic.gov.au.
Hopefully this conversation will encourage people who were thinking about joining or even people who never even considered it. Mm. They might start considering having Victoria Police as a career. It's a great career if you're suitable and if it's something that you think you can handle.
I don't know if I could handle it. Ladies, it is an absolute pleasure having you here. Thank you for joining us and giving us some fantastic information and some really good insight into the application process. I have some young friends who are considering and who want to be a part of it, so it's great. Obviously, all our podcasts, sensational information. You can get our podcasts at
the Joy website, joy.org.au, and search for Glow Show. And please make sure you rate the podcast.
Oh, yes, got to rate.
Because if you rate it, then it goes higher up the list and more people see it and then listen to it and it keeps on going.
And we get the good message out there.
Absolutely.
Ladies, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/theglowshow to find more episodes or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.